Blog Talk Radio.
TM Worldwide Radio. It is July 11th, 2016. Looks like another hot one in the ATL. Hopefully you're staying cool wherever you might be listening to the show. 646-652-4479 is the show number. The chat room is open today on time and it's working just fine. So if you're listening on your laptop, tablet, or your smartphone with headphones on, even though you're supposed to be at work paying attention, you can go to blogtalkradio.com. /IMTM Worldwide, and you can enter into the chat room and throw some questions out there for any of our guests today or myself, of course. And, of course, if you're listening live, again, the number is 646-652-4479. Be sure to follow the page for Instagram for IMTM Worldwide Radio. That's at IMTM Worldwide Radio. And also the main page for the company, IMTM Worldwide, also on Instagram. And you can subscribe free on the show page. That way you can get all the indicators of the next show. BlogTalkRadio.com, again, /IMTM Worldwide. And you hit subscribe and you'll be on the show forever. Today, we are going to be interviewing two new artists. You know, so many artists strive to copy one another today. There's no real difference sometimes in music or the artists, how they dress and things of that nature. For that one moment, music fans seem to latch onto that style. You know, they pay attention to things so much that they want to do the same thing that that person is doing and so on and so forth. And again, you can kind of say, well, the fans kind of make that happen, whatever it is that's selling itself. But at the same time, you know, it's kind of crazy. And with some of the fans and some of the people that are out there, the goal is seemingly to ride that style out to the bitter end. Unfortunately, this means that many music fans who actually want something different all the time are left out. Today, we're going to interview two artists that bring their own unique styles to the table. One of them is Rated R, and the other one is Jox Johnson. So tune in, listen in, call in. Again, that number is 646-652-4479 as we wait for our first guest. To call in. If you notice, one of the pictures I posted, was it yesterday? Maybe today, the hand holding the microphone. And you know, as far as hip-hop goes, there's been a lot of changes over the years, right? What does hip-hop mean to you now, you know, as a fan, as a common person that just listens to the radio, or a person that actually goes and buys music or downloads music now. How do you think hip-hop has changed from whenever you started listening to it till now? Now, of course, if you're a certain age, you go back a certain way, you know it's changed drastically as far as what people listen to and what people enjoy, what people will actually go and buy a concert ticket for. You know, it's again, some of it is just trending, you know, things. It could be how they dress. It could be how they speak. It could be how they, what they're actually have in their lyrics. Lots of times, of course, it's just the music. You know, we've had a recent experience about, wow, a catchy song is not really all of that when you see it performed on stage live at a certain award show, right? So I just got a text message. Okay, we're shifting the show around a little bit. So, but what does, again, what does the hip-hop genre mean to you, or rap music, or anything along those lines? How do you think things have changed from when you started listening and paying attention and buying music till now? Do you even buy music anymore? Is it even important? What will and what won't you listen to? So, again, we're going to have two new artists on the show today. So we'll be looking out for them. I'm doing that just right now. Let me check the chat room, too, while I'm doing this. And there we go. What I'm going to do, actually, then, I'm going to mention one particular person in music that I've had on in the past. I need to have him on again, probably. His name is Chris Prythm. That's Chris, P-R-Y-T-H-M. He is a producer at Illit Records. You can visit their website, ill-it.com. Check them out. He periodically sends me music. I actually first ran across him years ago, and he had sent me a track just out of the blue. I didn't know who he was then, of course. He's been doing his thing for a long time. He's worked with a lot of mainstream artists, underground artists. He's really talented. So if you are an artist out there, you definitely need to hit him up for music. You can also hit him up on Twitter, at Chris Prythm. Make sure you let them know that IMTN Worldwide Radio forwards you to him. But he's a really cool person. What I'm going to do is actually going to play one of his tracks right now. It's called The Journey, as I await my guest on IMTN Worldwide Radio. Again, the number 646-652-4479. Be right back. Again, this is The Journey by Chris Prythm. This is Chris, IMTN Worldwide Radio. We are back. I always forget that that song ends at a certain point. 646-652-4479 is the number. We have our first guest for today. He's going to be on the air. He is a young man who is doing huge things in the industry. He has, I don't want to give too much away, but let's just say he's on his way on and up. So let's go ahead and bring him on real quick. His name is Jock Stonson. Jock, are you there?
Yes, sir. What's up?
All right. How you doing, man? Had to give you a little IMTM love right there. How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. Working on a lot, trying to get a lot of stuff done.
Good. So first things first, let's introduce yourself to the fans that are listening right now. Tell a little about who you are, where you're from.
My name is Jock Johnson. I'm 19 years old. I've been doing music for about 5 years now, professionally, going on six. And I was born and raised in Atlanta. And
ATL,
a lot of people take that as, a lot of people take that as like, all right, you're from Atlanta, you do music, so you sound like everybody else. But I don't. I try to do a lot of different stuff because I'm, like, a big fan of music in general, different types of different music. So I just try to give a little bit for everybody to like, you know.
Well, you and I don't know if you heard me from months to break. I had mentioned in my intro that so much music now does sound the same. The artists, they look the same. And you know, sometimes fans kind of contribute to that because they start dressing the same, start wearing their hair the same, things of that nature. So, you know, you mentioning you're from Atlanta, of course, my thing is always, you know, everybody's a producer, everybody's a rapper, everybody does this and that. So how does your experience as far as growing up in Atlanta, how has that affected your music so far?
I say it aggravates me a little bit, but it's helped me a lot. Because I've seen how, I mean, just even being a fan of certain types of music, like, you can almost, like, subconsciously, like, start to follow it and start to, like, try to lead into it a little bit. But, I mean, it's like people like the way stuff is given to them, you know? So it's just finding your own sound and trying to stay different in Atlanta is hard, so... I've been able to do it myself, so I think it's pretty possible, but it does take a lot of work.
Does take a lot of work. I don't know if you remember the one clip that's out there on the internet where Snoop Dogg is talking about, you know, the certain types of music out there, you know, the Futures and the Young Thugs and whatnot, and, you know, it was like he was in the studio and they tried to get him to start doing that, you know what I'm saying? And
he's
like, man, I ain't doing that. You know, yeah, so it's definitely important, especially for the young artists that are coming up, because it's really easy for them to fall in. So next question then for you, what would you say your style actually is? What is your defined style, since you're going to be different from everybody else? Let the audience know what your style is.
And I don't have a style. That's the thing I've been blessed with. I just know how to make music in a certain way to where it's, like, universally loved. And... it's never over the top. Like, I'm working on my second studio album right now. It's called Free Spirit. I'm telling you, we got some club music. You got some aspects of jazz, rock, pop. Like, I keep all my
voices
covered.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, and it's just because I'm a fan of music and I've studied everyone and the way they've done stuff. Like, if you ask me, there's like two people. Well, really three, four. They, like, carried over music and showed that it's okay to, like, step out of boundaries as long as you can. As long as you're, like, a great artist and you know what to do with it, you know?
Well, being an artist is very important. I'm glad you mentioned that because that does mean that you're willing to take some risk. You know, because everybody's not going to like what you do. I mean, that's part of it. You know, going into it, you know that has to happen. You know what I'm saying? But I'm like, there's a lot of people on the planet Earth, though. Somebody's going to like it if they hear it. And that's all I've always said to people. It's like, until everybody tells you no, somebody might say yes. You can't quit until everybody tells you no then, right? So I'm glad you already know that at a real young age. Let's do this, because I actually have one of your tracks available. It's one that was picked out by Miss Tara Thomas of the Tara Thomas Agency. Shout out for her for making this interview possible. Make sure you visit her website at tarathomasagency.com. It's actually a track called Waves. Could you tell the audience a little bit about that song before I play it?
Yeah, that's the leading single from my second album that we're working on right now. It's called Waves. It's me and my homie Jimmy Cash. But we got the video done for it and everything. The video's been going crazy on YouTube. And I'm really excited about it. I hope everyone can check out the video when they get a chance and check out the album once it's done.
All right, cool. Well, IMTN Worldwide Radio exclusive. This is a track called Waves by the artist Jock Johnson. Going to play it right now.
Around, take you down and trip you down. Lost in the stars, I'm lost in the stars. Lost in the stars and girls just cling on. They cling on to everything I bring on. Bring in the commas and girls bring on the drama. Ooh, roll it up, she gon' spark it. Ooh, new whip, I double park it. Ooh, light this bottle of Henny, I'ma finish whatever I started. Ooh, yeah, I'ma gain it a little bit. Running game on your little, cause when you got money, you ain't tripping over little. Me and my jugging, bumping, counting dirty money like it's nothing. Teach them how to keep it stunting. I'm teaching these to finish the sentence. My jewelers do more than the work than my dentist. Ain't no love for number two. They ain't never beat me to the finish. So baby, join me on this last trip. Yeah. Hope this feeling doesn't pass quick. Yeah. Thinking back to when we ain't really had. They cut a couple checks and now we cashing out. Constellations, love this feeling, bring me consolation. Bad women doing all my calculations, run, pulling strings, no orchestrating. Lifestyle, something no woman can ignore. I can show you that you ain't seen before. Shawty got something of her own, she keep it tooted north of her. Stuck on good God, told her come mess with a young guy. When the doors go up and her the pain go down. You deserve a trophy, you deserve a crown. But you so Russian roulette with the love. You so hit or miss if you don't do nothing for her pockets, then you'll get dismissed. So it's middle fingers to the naysayers. What's up to the real players? Won't Jock or Jimmy in your city? Then you gotta pay us. My team ain't taking us. But they'll smoke one though. My car go fast, then girl, we should take it slow. Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2. Baby, what you trying to do? House party tonight. Why don't you come through and bring your whole crew? They can get the business too. And I'm all about my business, that's what bosses do.
Can you feel the breeze? Can you see the waves? Light it, light it, light it.
That was Waves by the artist Jock Johnson, ATL born and bred. And thank you again for Tara Thomas for setting up this interview. Jock, got a question for you. What do you think is important as an artist individually in the music industry today? You've already mentioned how messed up it is that everybody's trying to copy each other. So what do you think the most important aspect of an artist, whether or not they're just getting started or they're a current artist, what do you think is most important right now?
Most importantly, you gotta continue to write your own material and just block out everything. Like when I'm writing, in my room, lock the door. Like I want no one around, because you don't want to be like, I've never been one of those people where you're like in the studio and you bring like 20 of your friends and everybody's just in there just to be in there, right? Like I hate that. Like I just go to the studio, probably just me, my engineer, maybe like one person with me, if it's not my manager, and I just like to be creative. Like you're most creative when you're by yourself, and I just think continue to write and continue to find your sound. Like people take that as, oh, it has to be like a certain like subgenre of rap or something, but like no, it's just finding the way that you want to attack stuff, you know. But once you do that, then you're fine.
One extra question: Why is writing your own music such a big deal? I want you to tell that to the audience.
I mean, it's really not today, but it is to me. I get a certain like fulfillment from it, you know, because I feel like I'm telling my story and I'm telling it the way that it was written, you know. But I just hate, like, I mean, it really is today. Like, you have people writing for Beyonce, Drake, like everybody, bro. Like, that's just the way it is today. But I mean, I don't take anything away from them because you've seen what they can do on their own. Like, they are good writers themselves. But
go ahead. I'm sorry.
What's up? No, you're good.
No, I was actually meaning maybe on the business side as far as ownership goes. Because, again, when you're talking about being an artist, you have all the different aspects of being an artist, whether it be the music itself, the publishing, and all that kind of stuff. There's just that one big deal as far as ownership, you know, of who you are as an artist, because, like you said, you want to be able to be in control of what you're doing and creativity and stuff like that. If you don't really have that, that means you're kind of being someone else's artist to an extent, right?
Yeah, I'm 100% independent right now, and I love it because I have all creative control. I have all my publishing is through my company. I just got my LLC done and everything. Like, I'm on top of everything, man. And
people
try to take it as, like, since I'm young, that I don't really know what I'm talking about when I talk about business stuff, but I swear to you, I do. I've learned a lot within these 5 years. Because I started my freshman year of high school. And it got to the point where I just knew this is what I wanted to do. Like, I'm still in school. I still take classes online for college. But I just know this is what I want to do. And I've been really focused on it. And I treat it like a job because it is a job. And that's just the way I handle everything business-wise.
And that's the best way to do it, because without treating it like that, it's just a hobby, and this is an expensive hobby if you're not really trying to do anything to get something back from it. The input, the time, the effort, the money, everything. If you're not really looking at getting a return on your investment, you're kind of wasting time. Doc, tell me this. As a performer, because I know you perform, what makes you different as someone who's performing on stage?
The thing is, a lot of people say I'm, like, shy, which I'm not. I'm just kind of reserved, you know? I mean, once you talk to me, I'm, like, open person. It's not like I got, like, a bitch face or anything. Like, I'm cool. once I'm in the studio or on stage, I do believe people now. Like, they say, like, I'm a totally different person. Like, I'm jumping all around, which is not me. But it's just my love of music is that strong. It just pulls it out of me. And stage presence is a really big deal now. Like, that's where the money is. Like, people barely even buy music nowadays. Like, they either stream it or they just go download it. So that's where most people are making their money from, is shows. And if you can't put on a good show, then not many people are going to want to book you. But I've been blessed with the team that I have, and getting out like my show tapes and getting it to people and everybody seeing how well I perform and getting bookings and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just really blessed with it. But it
takes I'm glad you,
it's a lot of practice.
I'm glad you brought those couple of things up, those points in regards to being able to have something to show people what you
mm-hmm.
can do. Because like you said, you know, the game has changed as far as how you can make your money now. And again, if you
mm-hmm.
don't have any kind of a stage presence, that what is the reason I'm going to pay $20 at the door or $300 like Beyonce to come to your show?
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? Beyonce made $20 million and she only booked another show in September here in Atlanta.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That didn't just pop up out of nowhere. That took years of getting to that point. You see what I'm saying? So,
mm-hmm.
again, I'm glad you brought that up, and that's why I specifically asked that question, because, see, hey, everybody out there listening, you have to do these things. It's important. What was it like opening for, like, known acts like Migos or DMX? I saw that on your bio.
Yeah, it was great. It was really humbling. Just seeing people like that are, like, still so driven with the music, and, like, really into it with the fans still. Like, because certain people, they just go up and it's like, perform a song, but they don't really interact with the crowd or anything. And it's just, like, with them, you could really feel, like, backstage, you could really feel that, like, passion for music. And everybody was just having fun, talking around and stuff. It was just a really good atmosphere to be in and learn a lot from.
Awesome. Tell me this, what do you have in the works? I hear a rumor that you might be on TV soon.
Yeah, we're working on a TV show. I just got my own show. And we just started filming this weekend, and we're looking for it to come out around September.
Wow. What, you know, can you tell what network it's going to be out on?
No, I can't say it. We do have a network, but I can't say it.
All right, cool. Well, I can say it's going to be produced by JTB Productions. So shout out to JTB Productions for the new show I'm going to be featuring Mr. Jock Johnson. So that's awesome. You said you're working on your next album as well. You can tell people about that as well.
Yeah, I'm really excited for this one. Like, the New Jerusalem album was my first album, came out last May. So it's been a while. But we've just been promoting it and getting it to where it needed to be so I could get to this next album. And this album is really, it's more so of me putting myself on the line. You know, I'm like trying different things and telling more about myself, which is different for me. And I just think, but it's in a way that's relatable for everyone. And that's what makes me most excited about it, because I like music that can touch with me, you know. Like, at the end of the day,
okay.
Like, it's a full body of work. Like, it has all types of different emotion and different causes to it. And I'm just really excited
mm-hmm.
for it. It's called Free Spirit. It's actually the thought process behind it. My sister was killed in a car accident before I was born.
Oh, wow.
And, yeah, she was born on August 17th. She died 17 months after that. And they had her funeral February 17th. So it's going to have 17 tracks, and I'm looking to try to release it August 17th.
Wow, that's a I hope you do it. I hope you make that happen. That's definitely a goal to reach, and definitely a nice purpose to, you know, as a memory for your sister like that. Well, let us know. Keep us posted on that, man. We'll definitely give you a shout out as it gets closer and closer. Definitely on that. On that note too, where can we find you on the World Wide Web, on the internet and whatnot?
All my social media is at Jock My World. That's JACQUES My World. And all my music can be found on Apple Music, Tidal, SoundCloud. My SoundCloud is Jock My World as well. And Spotify, that's about it.
Okay. How can people reach out to you as far as booking?
Is bookjock@gmail.com.
All right. What would you want to give people out there who are trying for the first time to get into music? What advice would you give to them?
Just stay writing and make sure you I mean, not everybody can build a team off the bat, but it is important to at least have a few people that know what they're doing business-wise and do a lot of research, whether it's on the business itself or just music in general. Just go listen to a bunch of stuff. That's how I started. You just got to go listen to a bunch of stuff and really take in like the foundation, like the groundwork that was laid by the artist, you know, because that's all it is. People just recycle stuff in a new way.
It's really cool that you brought that up again, because that's another thing that I always say. If you weren't willing to do the research yourself, you really didn't care. And so if anything bad does go down, it's kind of your fault. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I'm glad you, again, it's different now. And again, for you to be young and know this means you read it. You know, it's not brain surgery, a lot of this anymore. You could do a lot of this on your own. I keep telling people that until you get to a point where you need to be able to have a team, then that's when you get a team. But at first, you have to do it yourself. Again, it's a proof of burden, I like to say. You have to show someone that it's worth it for someone else to put their time and effort into you. Because otherwise, they're wasting their time, too, because there's already people out there doing it, right?
Yeah, it's just like school. You got to learn it, sit down, learn it, and then you got to apply it and go get the job.
Exactly. Well, man, I appreciate you. Again, I know you're a busy person and everything. And, again, shout out to Tara Thomas of Tara Thomas Agency. Visit her at TaraThomasAgency.com for making this interview possible. We'll be looking out for that album August 17th. Fingers crossed, right?
Yep,
and,
so we're shooting for.
Love to hear the new music. I definitely like the fact that you mentioned some jazz in there, because I'm a jazz fan, so that's going to be interesting to check that out.
Okay.
And hopefully we'll be able to have you on the show real soon again, okay?
For sure.
All right, man. Take care.
All right. Thanks for having me.
No problem. The artist known as Jock Johnson. Definitely appreciate him being on. He's a 19-year-old artist out of Atlanta. So, again, you know, Atlanta, we do have a reputation for, you know, plugging out artists left and right, right? But there's some of them who are actually really artists. So that was really refreshing, and being able to talk to someone like that. Again, shout out one more time to Tara Thomas of the Tara Thomas Agency. Visit her company site at TaraThomasAgency.com for making that interview possible. We're going to take a little break. Again, this was a music show. It looks like we'll have to postpone the interview of the artist Rated R to another time, but I will come back and discuss a little bit more music. And if you are listening, feel free to call in. 646-652-4479 is the number. We're going to go to another break. Going to play another song by producer Chris Pritham. Be sure to hit him up on Twitter. Twitter at Chris Pritham. Chris, PRYTHM. Make sure you let him know that IMTM Worldwide Radio gave him a shout-out. This song is called Smoke Signals. This is Chris, IMTM Worldwide Radio. We'll be right back. Hey everyone, this is Chris, IMTN Worldwide Radio. That was Smoke Signals by producer Chris Pritham of Illit Records. You can visit the site ill-it.com. Be sure to say IMTN Worldwide Radio pushed you over there. That is, Chris is a producer, but they also have a group. They are doing some dynamic things in the industry. And again, Chris is definitely someone you need to go to if you need music. He has some dynamic stuff. He sends me stuff all the time. Hopefully, I can get into the studio and use some of it myself. 646-652-4479 is the number. Just been on the line with artist Jock Johnson, straight out of Atlanta, 19-year-old young artist. He's doing big things as a new TV show coming out, reality show about his life. That's going to be awesome to see that. His next album is due on August 17th, and if you missed the interview, it's a dedication to his sister. You have to check the whole interview to find out the details of that. But it's really exciting to hear about new people that are coming out, trying to change the game as it is today, because, again, as I mentioned in the intro of today's show, a lot of music is pretty much the same thing. I mean, some of the hi-hats are the same. I'm like, seriously, it's like you can only do the same thing so many times. However, it's the fans as well, because if that's what they keep accepting, that's what keeps getting made, because the record labels say, hey, this is what's making money. Why would we change it? So you have to be your own artist at a certain point to say, well, I want to do something different because I want to do it. You know, so it goes without saying that you have to have a little bit of confidence of yourself and your own skills and abilities. And then you have to be able to prove it. Again, I asked him the question in regards to performing live. And he mentioned how stage presence is important, but also you being able to show people what you can do. So many artists do not have any footage of themselves performing. Part of that is because they've never performed. But how can you be an artist if you're not performing? You know? And so how can you have no documentation? How can you not have a video of yourself? How can you never have a music video of yourself? You see what I'm saying? There's artists who've never literally performed on stage that much, but at least they have video of themselves with their music as a representation. You see what I'm saying? Some people make their money in different ways, but at a certain point, it is about making money. So just again, if you didn't get a chance to listen to this interview, Jock Johnson, definitely go back and listen to it, blogtalkradio.com/IMTM Worldwide. I will post it, of course. And I'm going to start actually posting the shows again on my website, www.imtmworldwide.com. I'm just really behind. And eventually I also will start broadcasting the shows live. I haven't decided exactly where I'm going to do it just yet. I'm still making considerations and working on logistics and things of that nature, but it's coming. I want to mention one thing very briefly. I had a new model shoot yesterday, and she did a great job, and I just wanted to, you know, just kind of give her a little bit of a shout out. Her name is Yada, and she's here in Atlanta. She's actually also 19 years old, going on 30, and she did such a great job of just being excited about shooting. Lots of times when someone's shooting for the first time or the second time or the half first time, they're not really excited about being out there. They're not really thinking about whether or not they can model or not. They're just there because basically someone told them to be there. It's completely different when you want to do it because you're actually excited and it shows in the pictures. So I'm very happy about how that shoot went yesterday. Shout out to Kareem for doing the shoot for us. I'm going to tag everybody on the website soon. I'm going to do an article about the shoot. Also to Jerry, who also helped. But this is important, just a reminder, just you got to want to do it. It's not just being confident about it, but you kind of just have to wake up out of the bed and want to do it. So I just want to give her a shout out. She probably don't know that I was doing this, so she'll probably be embarrassed. I don't really care. But she did a really good job. So shout out to Yada and the rest of the team for yesterday's shoot. By the way, I may as well mention it because I have time. If you're someone who is just getting started and you need help, again, one thing about needing help is not just wanting it, but getting the help. You bump your head. I always like to say it's my cliche. Bump your head on Monday. You want to be famous on Tuesday. But what did you do in between? So if you're an artist, guess what? You need some of the same things that a new model or actor needs. You need professional pictures. You need something on the internet to show who you are, aka a published article of some sort. You need some kind of visual. You need some kind of audio. You know what I'm saying? All of those things can be put together. Why couldn't you be interviewed on the radio, just like Jock Johnson was a minute ago? Just because you're new don't mean you can't get interviewed. You have to be able to prove to people why they should book you. There's other people to be booked, and they've been in the business longer than you, and some of them are better than you. But what if you have a unique trait that someone needs to know, right? So if you're that person, you need to visit my website. Go to www.imtmworldwide.com and click on talent development and read everything that you see there, okay? But wherever you are in the United States or even internationally, because I know I have international listeners, something can be done to help you get started, do more than what you're doing right now if that's nothing. Something is better than nothing every day of the week plus Sunday, right? So check that out when you get a chance. You can also email me at chris@imtmworldwide.com. And or if you are on the state side, you can call 305-204-1826. It does look like I will be able to set up my interview with the Okan twins in London, England soon. I finally figured out a way to do it, so I'm excited about that. So look for the schedule for them to be on the line soon. I do have some models in Florida that I'll be talking to, as well as New York. So you start seeing more and more interviews of some of the talent that I personally work with, so I'm excited about that. There's all kind of different projects coming up between my company and others, so you know, stay tuned for that as well. I'm going to take one more break, I believe. And what I'm going to do is I'm not going to do that. I'm going to take one more break. And again, if you're a caller or a listener, I should say, I know most of y'all are at work. This is a special show. I usually don't do afternoon, midday shows because it's the time of the day. But I wanted to do this particular one because this is when the artists were available, so I made it happen. But there will be some more shows in the evening coming up, some more two-hour shows. I've been real busy. So it's been tough to schedule out a two-hour show, but it's getting closer and closer to happening, so don't worry, they're coming back. And I will be doing some more sports shows soon. Since I'm back in Atlanta, I will be doing some I have to do some makeup on the Hawks, the Atlanta Hawks, that's my team, and also we'll do some baseball and, of course, do some football. We're only a few weeks away from training camp, right? So it's a big deal in Atlanta, summertime, but it'll be fall soon. Be really busy, so I'm excited about that. But in the meantime, right now, I'm going to take one more break. This is Chris, IMTN Worldwide Radio. If you want to call in, 646-652-4479 is the number. Be right back.
Hello?
Chris, where are you at?
I'm in a bed asleep. Why? What time is it?
5:00.
Oh, man.
Chris, you have to do better than this. Don't you know all this competition that's out here? It's all about the competition. It's all about the competition.
As you can see, I'm not at home being lazy and idle. Instead, I'm writing rhymes. You are hearing poet recitals, creating thoughts in your mind. Remind you of Bible, 10 commandments, 10 plagues, even Samson Delilah. Besides that, establishing myself in this game. Not concerned about the chips, whips, chicks, or the fame. But if it comes, so be it. You won't hear me complain. Just as long as you don't ever, ever forget my name. INTELLETT, representing ATL and the Fountain City. I had the microphone in my hand for the 96. Now my calendar is full. On the regular hectic, you better believe I feel the need to prove myself. You got to beat me above nobody else. I place myself, but if it gets down to it, I will be the lighter and you can be the fluid. He's on fire. I'm in the game like EA. Won't be bowing down as if I was your sensei to anyone. That's the answer to the question. Will he be like everyone else? I won't keep you guessing. To be unique, that's the essence of my mission. That is why it's all about the competition. competition. 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 You know I got you wishing. Competition. It's all about the competition. Competition. It's all about the competition. Competition. It's all about the competition. Competition. You know I got you wishing. Gun in my hand, finger on the trigger, looking you dead in the eye, courage getting bigger, looking at you sweat, you thinking will he do it? Mirror, mirror on the wall, can I? Let me prove it. Whoa, let me step back, that sounded kind of violent. That's not the type I am. Some may call me silent, even quiet, but definitely not Wyatt. Earth, this ain't the Wild Wild West, not if I was Captain Kirk. It's the remix, part two of competition. Microphone, my weapon of choice, please don't get it twisted if you miss it. Turn on the television, to end the 1079, get the agency late edition. Forgotten my name, let me tell you how it's spelled. I-N-T-E-L-L-E-C-T, hit me on my email. Yeah. ATL is where I dwell. Don't be forgetting that when it's time for record to sell. Competition, it's all about the competition. Competition, it's all about the competition. Competition, it's all about the competition. Competition, you know I got you wishing. Competition, it's all about the competition. Competition, it's all about the competition. Competition, it's all about the competition. Competition, you know I got you wishing.
INTELECT, representing ATL and the Fountain City. I have the microphone in my hand right now. It is time for me to show you how I get down. Been a long time coming, much anticipated. 10 years in the making, very complicated. For all of you who are listening to this particular track, either live, radio, MP3, play it back. In regards to my intro, if you ask who this be, 1994 grad, Kendrick Cherokee. If you need more specifics, then wait until it's over. Better yet, buy it, read the album cover. Either way, I believe you will be satisfied with what I say. My lyrics different, this I cannot lie. I have the opportunity to get into this game. Now press rewind a couple of times so you don't forget my name. Competition, it's all about the competition. Competition, it's all about the competition. Competition, it's all about the competition. Competition, you know I got you wishing. Competition, it's all about the competition. Competition, it's all about the competition. Competition, it's all about the competition. Competition, you know I got you wishing.
Thank you for Jock Johnson for being on the show earlier. Young 19-year-old Atlanta bred artist, but he does have differences in between his music and what other people are doing out there. Definitely visit jockjohnson.com, and you can follow him on social media, Jock My World. That's JACQUES My World. Thank you again for Tara Thomas of Tara Thomas Agency. For making the interview possible. That's TaraThomasAgency.com. Visit her website. We will be doing more shows like this in the near future. Going to be featuring different people from different genres of the entertainment industry, and I do plan on having other topics such as business and of sports on INTN Worldwide Radio. So tune in for that. Of course, follow me on Instagram, INTN Worldwide Radio. My main page, which is fairly new, IMTN Worldwide. That's the company Instagram page. My website, www.imtnworldwide.com. And you can always email me for business purposes, chris@imtnworldwide.com, and the number is 305-204-1826. That being said, we're going to go ahead and shut the show down for today. Again, it's hot outside. I might actually try to go play some basketball. We'll see. This is Chris, IMTN Worldwide. Y'all take care.